Thank you, everybody. Next, we're going to hear from Misa Goto, who is a 1L, and her speech is entitled Japan's Whale Industry and Its International Context.
Today, I'd like to make a presentation about our whale meat industry and Japanese government illegal whale meat in context of international society. First, when you hear about whales, what is the first thing that comes to your minds? I suppose some people will think like the best pictures, the biggest creature living on Earth, and for others, they might think of whales watching or Pinocchio from the Disney movies. And I wonder if someone from Washington or Alaska, those people might think of whales as practice still going on by the Aboriginal people for their living. And for other people like myself, I think of whales as a victim of illegal whaling hunting conducted by the Japanese government for decades. To question whether such practice is legal or illegal, we must first examine international regulations set by international whaling commissions. In 1946, international whaling commissions was established to provide proper conservation of whale stocks and make possible for the orderly whaling conduct in the world. The commission was convened after many concerns raised by a decrease of whales population around the world as a result of over-exploitation of whale hunting. Main duty of IWC is to review and revise necessary measures to govern whaling conduct among member nations. These measures include complete protection of certain endangered species, designate specified areas as whale sanctuary, and set limit on number and size of whale that can be taken. To that end, IWC devoted two of its 11 articles to promote further understanding of whales, whaling, and effect of whaling upon other natural resources. However, controversies arose from interpretation of Article 8 in that provision. It reads, any contracting government members may grant to any of its nationals a special permit authorizing that nationals to kill, take, and treat whales for the purpose of scientific research. Any whales taken under these special permits shall so far as practicable be processed and then proceeds shall be dealt with in accordance with direction issued by the government. Recognizing that continuous collection and analysis of biological data in connection with operation of factory ships and land stations are indispensable to sound and constructive management of the whale fisheries. As you can guess from all the news recently, Japanese government read this article as a justification for its continuing practice of whaling under the name of scientific research. For instance, in 1987, Japanese government created JERPA programs to gather scientific data on whale stocks. Nonprofit research organization, Institute of Stan, Cetacean Research was established with a government subsidy, and its research extended to whale stocks, effect of whales in and on ecosystem, including feeding habits and effect of environmental change on whales. As a result of research conducted since 1977, Japanese government recently approved of the launch of new programs, JERPA Second, in 2005 to continue its research on whales. The government justified its whale research as necessary means to protect already overexploited fishery resources and the effect of whales in ecosystem. And here's the graph that shows how many whales are taken under the name of scientific research, as you can see. see the blue is in Japan and yellow is in Iceland. And this graph shows the number of wells taken under the objection to IWC regulations. Norway is shown in yellow and Japan is shown in pink. And to operate for whale hunting, ICR and Japanese government are frequently engaged in lethal method to collect data. They claim that only way to gather accurate data is by killing whales. They also claim that those whales killed for research are among the numerically abundant and non-endangered species. Although IWC prohibit any commercial whale hunting under moratoriums issues in 1968, countries like Japan, Norway, Iceland refused to adhere to the IWC regulations and continue to hunt whales under the name of scientific research. And I strongly believe that loopholes found in Article 8 has been frequently abused by these countries, which further deprives international effort to preserve and protect whales industries, allowing illegal hunting under the name of science. And many people raise the same concerns on the illegal practice. Those are the protests against Japanese whaling by Sea Shepherd. This is international pentatonist and some activists from Greenpeace. And those people joined just salt and Greenpeace boats. And this picture is the Japanese whaling ships. They have to put research on the side of their ships just to justify their reasons. And who knows whether whales care about a ship is after them just for the research purposes or not. In the relationship with illegal practice of Japanese government whaling, some raises concern for a rampant black market existing in Japan and also corruption in international diplomacy. April 2008, two sailors who had been working for the Japanese government were arrested for stealing whale meat from the ship. Although Greenpeace obtained proof of such large-scale whale meat stealing and embezzlement, among Japanese government officials, the police department dropped the charges after finding that those sailors were not stealing the whale meat, but the meat were given as a gift from the ship. But who can believe those gifts are given to someone else and end up being sold in black market and served expensive sashimi in some high-end restaurant in Tokyo. So furthermore, despite strong public protest, Japanese government has spent 1.2 billion taxpayers' money just to keep the research going. And some criticize the Japanese government engagement in the black hawking, where they trade with less developing countries just to evade the international regulations set by IWC. Japanese government pressures less developed countries to vote with Japan for approval of scientific research proposal, because Panama or other less developing countries need for money. So sometimes Japanese government bribe them just to get the vote. And here's some limitations that might face IWC legitimacy. Because IWC is a mere voluntary organization, ultimate decision making is still left with each nation's whether or not to issue a permit for the scientific research. However, there are some guidelines for issuing permits. IWC Scientific Committee reviews whether the questions can be answered using non-lethal research method, or whether the catches will have an adverse effect on the stocks, or whether there's the potential for scientists from other nations to join the research programs. However, due to a large number of nations involved in the scientific committees, it's difficult to reach consensus for what is appropriate method for scientific research. Most of the time, it's just in a deadlock. Under the Article 8, IWC allows each nation to come up with solutions for dealing with whale needs after conducting research, as long as it complies with practically feasible method. Often, the whale meat being practically processed became the sales product, sashimi and can, as they call it, practically being processed. And some historians argue that Japanese government continuing engagement in whale hunting is based on Japanese traditional culture. However, such proposals fail to justify whale hunting because there are numerous incidents where the countries in the West had operated whale hunting in the past as well. Before the fossil fuels discovered, whale oil was a profitable industry for oil stocks, and some sailors even make a corset out of whale spawn. And despite all the scientific values claimed by the Japanese government, it is not worth killing whales, where keeping whales' lives makes more economic sense. For instance, whale watching industry almost makes $1 billion a year, and some scientists argue that whale watching distribute profit more equally to the communities. And Japanese government keeps whale industry by spending so much money from the taxpayers, which is against public opinions as well. There's still nagging questions for whether humans should be intervene with natural ecosystem, which can reach equilibrium by itself. And at the same time, there's an inevitable scientific uncertainty engaging gathering the data due to whales' habitats and extensive research areas. Therefore, I strongly argue that there are alternative non-lethal methods and sampling just to test and sample whales instead of killing them. For instance, they could maybe utilize photo identification studies, acoustic and satellite tracking of whales. For the future generation, there's some questions that can be answered, whether increased stock of whales or depleting fish populations. So, I strongly argue that there are alternatives available achieving the same goals that set by the IWC, just to conserve and preserve the whale stocks without using any lethal techniques. And for now, all whaling practices should adhere to international regulations set by IWC with respect to non-lethal method, only if scientific research create more valuable result than sacrificing innocent whales. And I wonder if there's anything more valuable than killing whales. So my message today is, being a lawyer, and or even living in this world, you have to make a decision what is more valuable than others. And when you think about it, think it very carefully. Sometimes you might be sacrificing what is the most valuable in this world. Thank you for listening.